Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning June is Dairy Month. And so we think about the celebrations that we normally have around Dairy Month, we might want to make some changes on what we do on our dairy farms. This is largely due to the fact that if we're practicing biosecurity measures in association with the HPAI situation in our industry, we probably really don't want to invite a lot of people onto our farms. So, what other choices do you have? Well, actually, there's a ton of very good things you can do to celebrate Dairy Month with your community. First, maybe do something after a game for some of your little league teams in your area. This is a great way to share some dairy product that is very nutritious with young people, as well as explain a little bit about what you do on your dairy farm. In many of our communities, there's wineries, so you might want to pair up with a local winery and do a cheese and wine tasting at the winery. That way, you're not inviting people just directly onto your farm. How about social media? Maybe you have children in the family that are more adept at getting these things published than you might be. So get your children involved. They can show what life is like on the dairy. This can be part of your celebration of June as Dairy Month. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to consider various ways to celebrate June as Dairy Month as we celebrate our great dairy industry.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.